fun we're gonna have this week.
I started yelling. I don't
understand what happened. It was totally quiet in this room before I started recording, was it not? No, it wasn't. We've been partying, right? That's what you do when you party, right? You just hold the drink, go,
scream and throw ping pong balls at each other.
Yeah, and then take pictures.
Playing beer pong earlier. It was great.
And then we take pictures and post them on Facebook. So, Jersey,
Mark,
and
Casey,
Sarah,
Brian.
That was Brian, if you didn't hear it.
Cricket-press.com, wintersandlavelle.com, tinyastronaut.com, jdrose.com, and markrudolph.com.
Ethelhippo.com.
And ethelhippo.com. So, SPX.
We're here.
Yeah. We're here. Expo. Bethesda, Maryland.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to finish the thought.
No, I'm just saying where it was at.
I thought you were going to like finish it with a radio.
For those stalkers who want to find us. Bethesda,
Bethesda, Maryland.
We're in room. There's a five in it. You can find us.
No, there's not.
I'll give you a prize.
No, no, no.
Our number is 555.
5555. It's 1234567. So, okay, it's the night before the show. We've all got here late. Well, Sarah and Brian didn't hear late. You guys have been here all day.
We've been drinking since 5.
I'll tell
you,
party.
Water.
We've been drawing since 5, right?
We've been experimenting with this new hydration project. We stay really hot. Your skin looks great, Sarah, I should say.
We've just been adventuring around the hotel bar.
Okay. And Casey Van Heys, is the first time we got to meet face-to-face.
Yeah, I came in early, and then I did all my homework, and I...
and I ate some fruit, and I
had some milk. I had plenty of milk. I'm very healthy.
No, does anybody here actually remember what our table numbers are?
No.
It's like WB53 or something.
Yeah, you guys have like really weird numbers. I know I'm in the 5 because I'm high five.
Oh, you get high five.
Yeah, I'm high five.
I also think we're the front right corner.
Yeah, you're like...
We're by the registration table, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in like the side corner somewhere.
Side pocket.
Hey, that's a good spot to be.
Yeah, we'll be
we'll be the eight balls in the side pocket.
We'll be in the side pocket. Casey Van Heys can be found at H5, which stands for high five. So go to go buy a copy of Winters and Lavelle and give her a high
five.
Which
I think you'll be right like diagonal from us.
Yeah, I'm really not that far. I'm like an aisle, the other side of the next aisle.
We'll leer at you.
Yeah.
All weekend.
I'll just turn around slowly.
We can hold signs and say, hey.
Yeah, that thing where you point your eyes and I'm watching you.
Every time Casey makes a sale, we cross our arms and go, no good can come of that. That's going to be a dissatisfied customer.
Even a single tear just rolls down my cheek.
No, it rolls down my cheek because I'm not selling anything.
Oh, yeah.
I say that to make myself feel better.
Oh, okay.
We're going to be kicking a lot of dirt.
So it sounds like we're going to have a good time this weekend, right?
I think so.
Sure. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We've got free beer coupons.
Yeah.
But nobody said where you can actually redeem them.
Oh, that's right.
So that's half the mystery.
Tomorrow night, is it the
Ignatz
party?
The Ignatz.
Yeah, it's after the Ignatz.
Is it Ignatz or Ignatz?
I think it's Ignatz. That's what Ignatz. Everybody...
Indignant Ignatz.
Well, it might be like Ignat, you know? Like an ignat of metal.
Yeah. If you say it fast, it's Ignatz.
I know it has to do with Crazy Cat. Don't send me any emails.
You know the awards are bricks, right? They just literally hand them bricks.
Really?
That's what you get when you get an Ignatz
award.
They
don't throw it at
them? I wish they did. They get bricks on a little wooden stand, and then they...
It's like a Three Stooges routine.
If you don't get a concussion, you win.
That's how they decide.
Yeah.
So I think we should do the Sarges next year, then.
Oh, well, that's what we'll do.
We'll make tinfoil Sergeant Slaughter.
To be distributed at the up there.
Just cast, like, plaster cast one?
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
Sarah likes that idea.
You can,
okay.
That'd be great. You can make them, like, red, white, and blue.
No, the spray paint very sloppily.
Put some glitter inside.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Glitter, yes. Red, white, and blue, not so much. I'm a little bit skeevy about putting the flag's colors on things, on products, you know?
Do you dispose your flag properly,
glitter,
too?
At least.
I would if I had one, but I don't.
Do we have enough time for me to have a clever anecdote?
Yeah, we got 40 seconds.
Okay, well, it won't take that long. Speaking of the American flag, in Washington, Michigan, we had an American flag raised high on the, you know, flagpole where it usually goes. It was getting all a little ratty. Took it down, put a skull and crossbones up. Neighbors did not like it because we get all old lady neighbors.
Yeah.
And then one of the ladies came over and actually told me that everybody in the neighborhood's been gossiping about it.
Talking about you? Oh, yeah. You're the talk of the town.
Yeah, you're the talk of the hillbillies.
You're the
tea party.
The neighborhood rascal. So for rascally fun, come down to the Small Press Expo in Bethesda, Maryland. We're going to be reporting more from the show. So
Mark will be talking like a pirate.
Aye.
Arg. Okay,
good
bye.
Day, mates. Yes.